We have sent man to the moon, can send letters through the air, and identify people with a single strand of their hair.
Not too long ago, these things would have been seen as magic. But they are much more than that. They are created through science. Ideas, experiments, conclusions, leading to one discovery and invention after another, each more amazing than the last. But it was not always this way.
For you to understand this, we will time travel in our minds to a period long ago and come closer and closer to today. You will be listening, thinking about what you hear, and will come to understand how science led to the creation of our nation, and how today we are a nation of scientists.
Starting a very, very long time ago, 3,000 years ago in Europe, the ancient Greeks and later the Romans loved learning. They pursued an understanding of the world. They encouraged what we have since come to call science.
Their finest teachers were among the most honored of their citizens.
They encouraged people to think logically, in ways that make sense, that when tested lead to reliable results every time that can be explained, and to learn as much as they could by observation, study, and careful experiments.
They developed difficult, complex, and advanced techniques and ideas in mathematics, medicine, architecture, astronomy, and all kinds of other sciences, as well as literature, philosophy, arts, and music. They wrote down much of what they knew so that others could learn it as well.
However, disasters, including man-made disasters, overcame them and their civilizations died or were destroyed. Cities and libraries were burned. Wars followed wars. Thousands of people were killed. Governments crumbled. Diseases followed that. And all of Europe entered into a terrible time of decline that went on for centuries.
All that knowledge, that love of learning, that respect for the curious mind was lost to almost everyone in Europe for hundreds and hundreds of years.
The sense of progress, that humanity was steadily advancing in understanding, that people were more and more in control of their lives, was crushed. Eventually, most people did not even know it had ever existed.
This is what it would be like if you were living then. Imagine.
Kings and their nobles can do almost anything they wish to you and your family.